Yeah, it's not, you know, the people, you know, the young people in Spain who are unemployed, you know, they never created this nonsense, you know, and it's really sad, really, because a whole generation of youngsters not going to be able to work and stuff. And the bankers are still paying themselves those big bonuses. Something wrong somewhere. I mean, I think they should, you know, I think punk rock musicians should have huge bonuses. What about that for an idea? I mean, you know, we fought in the punk wars in 76, you know, we had the tabloids whipping up this furore against, like, anyone who walked down the road with a leather jacket with studs on or a Mohican or whatever. You know, we fought in the punk wars for the likes of Green Day to come along and clean up and make mega bucks. You know, I think we deserve medals or at least a wheelbarrow full of money, you know. You know, I think it's one of those times when Britain was, you know, despite what anyone thinks, you know, it's not a time to... 77's not a thing to brush under the carpet and be ashamed of. Yeah. I think the likes of Johnny Rotten, Joe Strummer and the Damned and the Stranglers and stuff, I mean, we were doing stuff not for Britain, but we put Britain at the forefront of this kind of music revolution, which... like shook things up all over the world, you know. And I think, you know, we should get played more on the radio, and, you know, I think they should invite me to Buckingham Palace and give me a medal. I deserve it, you know. I mean, a Green Day are like making all this cash, and what's that all about, you know? I mean, you know, they come off stage and shake hands with their accountants.